coach rolled his window down and started screaming at us, well, really just me, through it.
Pick it up, ghost! Pick it up!
He screeched, his voice loud and crackly. I won't lie, knowing that he was on my heels like that, watching every step I took definitely put the pressure on. Made me feel like I was being chased, which is always the easiest way to keep running. I knew that. A couple hours ago, I had been running from invisible cops, and there was that time I got chased by a dog, hanging out at the basketball court hoping somebody would pick me to run. This older dude that everybody calls Sicko was there playing. He's one of those dudes with a crazy eye who never goes nowhere without his dog. He had the fat head mutt tied to the leg of one of the benches, and when I went to go pet it, stupid, I know, it got to barking all crazy, jumping at me, snapping his mouth. I backed away, but it kept lunging until finally the leash popped. It just popped! That dog chased me around the court and off the court, and I didn't stop running until I got home. That might have been the fastest I had ever run. Well, the second fastest. Anyway, I won't lie. I never caught up to everybody else, even with Coach pretty much yelling at me through that stupid megaphone the whole time. He was leaning on the horn like a crazy person, everybody on the street looking at me, some totally confused, and some actually cheering me on. I didn't even come close to finishing with everybody else, but I didn't quit. I never stopped running. As everybody except for Sonny lay down on the track, trying to catch their breath, Coach had this cocky grin on his face as he came from his car, like he knew he'd worked us to death.
Coach Witt, who shined today? He asked, jingling his keys.
Coach Witt stood with her hands on her head, her face, and the parts between her braids glistening with sweat. I gotta give it to Sonny, Coach. The kid stuck with me the whole time. Sonny lit up. He wasn't even tired. Like running 800 miles or however many we ran was no big deal to him. I, and I'm sure almost everybody else, felt like, I don't know, like we had become slime.
Good job, Sonny,
Coach said, giving him a high five.
I told you Vest to look out for him, didn't I?
Mikey and Aaron and Brit Brett and JJ and pretty much all the vets groaned, but I could tell they were impressed by lanky leg Sonny. Patty jumped up and gave him five as well.
Yo, you like an alien, she said.
Yeah, man, you got legs,
Lou followed. Then he turned around to me.
You too, Ghost. Them new shoes ain't give you no new speed, but you ain't quit, so yeah.
Thanks, I said. You too. I don't know why I said you too. It's just like a reflex. It didn't even really make sense in this case. But that's what came out.
Okay, Coach said. Y'all can hug and all that tomorrow at the newbie dinner.
What's that? Patty asked.
It's tradition. Every year, I take the newbies out for Chinese food on the first Friday of the season. It's like a bonding thing,
Coach explained. And then looking from me to Lou to Patty to Sonny one by one, he added,
What, y'all don't like Chinese food?
Of course, we quickly answered. Nah, Chinese is good. Definitely. Sounds good to me. I'm cool with it. Coach, with the key ring now on his middle finger, spun the keys like cowboys do with their guns on the old movies Mr. Charles was always watching.
Okay then, Coach said. Now, give me two cool down laps and get off my track.